I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Police in Belarus opened live fire on protesters Tuesday night following the re-election of sitting president Alexander Lukashenko. The reason for the protests? Lukashenko won the election by a suspiciously high margin, garnering 80% of the vote. The EU is considering sanctions after calling the election process neither free nor fair. Eric Mock of Slava Gospel Association says Christians in the country have stayed strong, living under the dictatorship and communist rule after that. He relates something a pastor told him on a visit to Belarus.
As governments rise and fall, and as we run into issues where there is conflict, a social conflict and unrest, our mandate to proclaim the gospel remains unchanged.
You can help SGA bolster the work of the church in Belarus. Get the details at missionnews.org. And Latin America surpassed Europe last week as the region with the highest COVID-19 death toll. Christian Aid Mission reports that Latin American churches are taking some of the hardest hits. Mission Network News' Lindsay Koh has more in this story.
Poverty and unemployment rates are on the rise in Latin America due to COVID-19. One ministry based in Chile is seeing thousands of believers and pastors struggling to make ends meet. On top of that, the ministry director told Christian Aid that one of their churches recently had 5 COVID-19 cases, including a young woman 6 months pregnant who ended up in the hospital. If you can help, we'd love to connect you at missionnews.org. Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.